From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The recent protests in Iran have been centered in big cities. So far, they haven't gained much traction in the traditionally rebellious Kurdish province in northwestern Iran. It's difficult to get verifiable news, but across the border in Iraq, some information is getting through, and some Kurdish Iranians seem to be helping dissidents from Tehran escape. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
When the protests began over the disputed Iranian election in June, Sepeda Poragai and her husband were already in trouble. As Iranian journalists, they'd both spent time in Iran's infamous Evin prison.
I was in the jail for 110 days, yeah. And my husband was in jail for about six months.
To be released on bail, both Poragai and her husband signed statements that they would no longer be involved in politics. But after last summer's elections, which they believe were stolen, both began writing about the government crackdown. When Poragai got a threatening call directly from a government ministry, she decided her time was up.
I was in danger because I know the truth, and it was bad for them.
The two Iranian journalists contacted friends who live in the Kurdish area of Iran, which has a long, porous border with Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region. Through methods she would not describe in detail, Poragai soon found herself in Iraq, where she gave this interview.
It was the first time that I rode a horse, especially in the mountain. Yeah, it was very hard.
Sitting nearby is the Kurdish man who helped Poragai escape, but he asked not to give his name. He did volunteer that he's helped about 100 Iranians recently, most of them en route to Europe. Poragai is understandably grateful. She says that all of Iran's minorities are part of the Green Movement.
Kurdish, Baluch, and Turkmen, all of them took part in the demonstration.
Her benefactor politely did not contradict her. But one element missing so far from the Green Movement protests has been the organized involvement of ethnic minorities like Kurds, Arabs, Baluchis, and Azeris, who make up nearly half of Iran's population. There are several Iranian Kurdish separatist groups based in the north of Iraq, but so far they're not convinced by the Green Movement. The Iranian Kurdish Democratic Party has kept a base for decades in the northern Iraqi city of Koya. At the moment, they're also hosting a number of exiles from Iran, but these are not members of the Green Movement. They're Iranian Kurds who fled because they say the Iranian government discriminates against them. Salampour is a 33-year-old librarian from the Iranian city of Kermanshah. He fled in June, but not because of strife after the election. He had been working with Kurdish cultural groups, and both he and his wife were fired from their jobs. Next to him, 25-year-old Mohammad Reza Hematgar has a similar complaint. He crossed the mountains the first week of December. We have no freedom in Iran, he says. But Hematgar left mostly because no one would hire him as an architectural engineer. At demonstrations in Tehran, Hematgar heard the Green Movement call for the release of detained protesters. But he says there's been no mention of Kurdish political dissidents who've been arrested or even executed. Another Iranian Kurdish exile agrees. In our hearts, we love anyone who's going to topple the Iranian regime, says a man who calls himself Mohammed. But he adds, we aren't sure that the Green Movement really wants to change Iran so drastically. If it joins its cause with ethnic minorities, says Mohammed, the movement will succeed. But that's something he believes the Green Movement is, so far, afraid to do. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.